Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast, and I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. And this, hands down, is the most unique paranormal broadcast. You started at 12 years old, and so congratulations, Sophia, on over 10 years, a decade of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com. Feel free to call into the show at 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. As well, feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. I'll be posting our guests' information in the chat room, too, as well. Thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week. And to all of our moderators, thank you guys for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed. Thank you guys for all your support and help throughout the years. Hope everyone's keeping safe out there. Today, we welcome Hollywood Ghost Center's parapsychologist, feature film actor and author Rick McCallum, the Los Angeles Police Museum curator and historian Misha Walden, and the ghost host Sophia Temporelli of LiveParanormal.com herself, as all three are going to discuss the co-hosting of the Los Angeles Police Museum's Friday, September 24th. That's right, next Friday, the 24th, their Paranormal Investigation Dark Zone event. Everyone visit Facebook, The Dark Zone, also Rick McCallum 1, Misha Walden, Twitter at LA_Police Museum, at The Dark Zone 1, at Rick for Stunts. To attend the Police Museum Friday, September 24th event, send an email to tickets@lapolicemuseum.org. That's tickets@lapolicemuseum.org. Upcoming, we have best-selling Ghost of the Quad Cities author Michael McCarty. He'll be returning to the program, too, as well on the 9th of October. Also, the Holzer Files featured intuitive investigator Psychic April will be returning to the program, too, on October 16th. We have other networks, and we have people securing their dates, too, as well, for Ghosttober coming up for Discovery Plus and Travel Channel, too, as well. And so they're securing their dates for October as well for promotion, so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com, Facebook fan page, just to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also like the LiveParanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new broadcasters added to the lineup and paranormal investigative team roundups on the weekend. So a lot of great things happening here on LiveParanormal.com and also for October as well, some surprises ahead. Memberships on Live Paranormal, they start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience here that are members of Live Paranormal. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors. That's a hint right there. He's great at rewarding you guys. Also, support the vendors here on Live Paranormal, too, as well. Tonight, starting Live Paranormal at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here. Chip Covey of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now on Kindred Spirits. He's monthly Mondays right here on LiveParanormal.com, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more on this very network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're available on the homepage of LiveParanormal.com as free MP4 iTunes downloads. Let's bring the host in here really quickly. Sophia, congratulations on 10 years of broadcasting. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
I know. Well, how cool is it that you got the call from Jay Blumke of the Dark Zone Network to have you co-host the event in Los Angeles next Friday?
It was amazing. Jay is such a great person, and I love everyone at the Dark Zone. It's such an amazing, it's just such an amazing thing, the Dark Zone, the way it brings people together through the internet and actually together at their event. So I was very excited to be asked to be a part of this, and yeah, I'm just really excited for the event. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's great. And also, too, some other great things are coming ahead, too, for the Dark Zone as well in the months ahead. You got the Twitter. You got all these different things happening. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli is 1L, Instagram at Sophia Temporelli, and you can also find me on Facebook, Sophia Temporelli, which, yeah, pretty obvious when you look at the rest of the names.
Yeah, we cursed you with a long name. Okay, so tell us about your guests. This is exciting.
Today we welcome Hollywood Ghost Hunters investigator, feature film actor, author Rick McCallum, the Los Angeles Police Museum curator and historian Misha Walden. They are here to discuss the Los Angeles Police Museum's Friday, September 24th Paranormal Investigation event. Everyone visit Facebook, The Dark Zone, Rick McCallum 1, Misha Walden, Twitter, at LA_Police Museum, at The Dark Zone 1, at Rick for Stunts. And to attend the Los Angeles Police Museum's Friday, September 24th event, send an email to tickets@lapolicemuseum.org. Let's welcome them into the show.
All right, Rick, Misha, I'm trying to unmute you guys. Here,
hi.
Here we go. There we go. Got you in there. Hey, welcome.
Hello, Sophia.
Hey, hi, guys. Sophia. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's great to have you both back.
It's always fun to be with you, Sophia. You know that.
Well, thank you. I can't wait for this upcoming event. It's going to be great to meet you both in person. Well, I met you in person, Rick, but it's been a while. To see you again in person, Rick, and finally meet you, Misha. I'm very excited. Can you tell the audience what they can actually expect from this event?
Go ahead, Misha.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to split up into two teams and investigate all of the exhibit rooms at the Los Angeles Police Museum and hope to catch some good evidence.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to see what we capture there. It will be my first time going to the museum, so I'm very excited to see it in person after having heard about it last time you guys were on the show. And just see what we capture. I think it's going to be an awesome event. I know you guys have done an event like this before. What did you guys both capture there before, and kind of what was the experience like with the group? What did all the goers kind of have happen?
Well, I've actually been there twice because I was there when we did the Dark Zone pay-per-view from there, along with Brandon Alves and Susan Slaughter and Kristen Lumen. And I also was there for the one that you were just speaking about. The place has a lot of activity, and there are some places that are just kind of off-the-chart activity. Actually, just what's really funny is the first time I was there, they were back filming, and I was waiting up front, and I heard footsteps walk across, and I can see there's nothing there, but I can hear the footsteps walking. So I told Jay Blumke, who's, you know, with Dark Zone, and he says, come up and talk to Misha. So I come up, and I told her what happened. She goes, I told Jay that. I hear that all the time. So, I mean, it's there are some things that to look forward to there. And actually, the North Hollywood shootout room, that is something to go in and see. We've had some really weird stuff happen in there.
Definitely.
For sure. What are some of your experiences there, Misha?
I've heard footsteps, doors shut. I actually have seen, shadows walk by. We recently caught on our Ring camera a shadow person walking in the North Hollywood shootout room, which we can show you when you guys are at the ghost hunt. And it's every day there's something happening.
Yeah, I can imagine. What is the history behind the building and just the founding of the police museum?
The building was built in 1925, and it was an active police station until 83, and then it became a museum in 2001. So it's a very old building. We have the original jail cells from when it was an active station, and then we have exhibit rooms of the NoHo Shootout, the Onion Field Room, the SLA shootout room. So there's just a lot of history and archives in the building.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially since it was an actual police station. Do you guys feel, both of you individually, that there's some like residual haunting there, or do you believe that it's mainly intelligence?
Actually, I think it's both, actually. I think the footsteps are probably residual, but we have had, like, especially in the North Hollywood shootout room and the firing range, very responsive intellectual. You know, when you would ask a question, it would instantly respond, and you would know that it was actually, you know, something that was an intelligent response instead of a residual. Just for instance, when we were in, Susan Slaughter and I were in the firing range, and she was doing the Alves method, which is where you wear the eye shades and you cut off everything outside with earmuffs, but you have the, you can hear what the spirit box is saying because, you know, you have the earplugs in from that. And while I was in there with her, I had a REM pod, which picks up, you know, it's a proximity sensor. If anything gets too close to it, it'll go off. And while we were in that room, it went off 11 times. So, I mean, it's,
wow.
there's, there's some stuff there. And the North Hollywood Shootout Room, when it's active, is as strange a room as I've probably ever been in.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing, you know, that there's so much activity at that location. I think it'll be really exciting for all the guests of the event and for all of us as investigators, too. Misha, I'm pretty sure you're used to it by now, though.
I still get surprised of things we find in there. I mean, there's just, it's endless array of archives and energy and history to study and pick up on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you feel that it's more residual or intelligent in your opinion as well?
I believe both. I believe mm-hmm. all the artifacts carry a lot of residual energy. And then from different things, we've gotten, Rick said, intelligent answers back through voice recordings and things like that.
For sure. And I know you were talking about some of the exhibits earlier, Misha. For those who aren't familiar with the actual events that took place, such as at the North Hollywood shooting, can you explain some of the what happened at each exhibit?
The North Hollywood Shootout exhibit I know the most about because it's the most recent and most popular. It was two robbers went into Bank of America in North Hollywood in February of 1997, and they were robbing the bank, and they had more ammunition and more guns than LAPD had to stop the shootout. So it was a landmark case where LAPD got to have more firepower after that in cases like this, because the shootout lasted a fairly long time in the streets, and the two robbers were shot and killed. There were some civilians and officers, I believe, that were shot, but no civilians or officers were killed.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I know, Rick, you were in the area when the shooting was taking place. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, actually, I used to go to Gold's Gym right here on Laurel Canyon, and I had just walked out, and I was going to go into this restaurant, which no longer exists over there. And I had walked out there, and I was standing on the street, and I heard the automatic gunfire, and then I heard the police firing back, and all the cop cars were coming from everywhere, and I was watching, and it being where we live, I thought they were making a movie. Okay, mm-hmm. So I just stood there, and I thought, you know, oh, pretty cool, you know, and I've done like 70 movies myself, so I was like, okay. Time to go home. So I went actually to the store, and everybody at the grocery store was talking about it. So I actually was like two blocks away and heard all the shooting and everything else. But yeah, it was really interesting. And we had something really interesting when we were there doing the pay-per-view show. I believe it was Susan and I were in the Hollywood Shootout Room. And when we listened back to the voice recording, we heard what sounded like automatic gunfire and then pistol shots firing back on the recorder. And that one sent a chill up my spine when that happened. So that, you know, another thing about the museum, even mm-hmm. if you're not ghost hunting there, you should go to this museum. I mean, as you go through there, there's some of the artifacts in there, you know, are just amazing. The whole history of the place is amazing. And the fact is, it is haunted. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. And I remember my dad, actually, after the last time you both were on the show, talking about, you know, him remembering about the North Hollywood shooting, seeing it on a TV back when my parents were dating. I obviously wasn't alive back then, but, you know, it was such a big case back then that it really stuck out in his mind as something that he remembers all these years later.
Well, you know, the real interesting thing, a part about that, as Misha touched on it, the bad guys had on body armor, and they were using automatic weapons. And the police, they had shotguns, which couldn't shoot across the street, obviously. They don't have that kind of range.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just using pistols. And these guys just had, you know, they were just lighting up the place with the automatic gunfire, that the police actually drove over to a gun shop and got better arms out of the gun shop. They borrowed them and came out and started, you know, going back to battle with the two guys.
Yeah, I mean, such a landmark, you know, just event to happen that really changed the way that the LAPD is. And Misha, I know you were also mentioning another exhibit, the Onion Field exhibit. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that and what the history is with it?
Yes, it was two LAPD officers were, their guns were taken. They were kidnapped by two robbers in the 1960s, and one of them was killed. They took him out to an onion field, and I believe it was Bakersfield, and shot one of the officers and killed them, Ian Campbell, with the other officer's gun. And so that was a really important sad case in LAPD history, and we have a lot of artifacts in that room that do hold a lot of energy. And that's one of the most important cases in LAPD.
Yeah, for sure. Of that exhibit, what item on display do you think holds the most, you know, like paranormal energy, or you know, has the most activity surrounding it?
I think the weapons on display.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's Ian Campbell's bagpipes that were played at his funeral. He was a bagpipe player as well. And so there's just different things like that hold a lot of his energy in.
For sure. Well, it's definitely an amazing museum, so I am very excited to see, you know, what we pick up there and just learn more about everything that took place. Rick, during the investigations, what equipment will you be utilizing, and what can the audience expect during, well, their portion of the tour with you?
We're going to walk around, and we're going to go to all the different places. We're going to talk about some of the things that happened before. I haven't told this, I told Misha, but I don't think I told too many people. The last time I was there, I was upstairs, like all the way up the things. I just asked Misha if the stairs were made out of wood. And I was standing around the corner from this stairway, and I heard somebody run up the stairs. Now, I knew everybody else was downstairs, so I scurried around to look. And just as I, you know, just as the stairs, you know, the footsteps stopped, I turned around and looked up there. Not a person on the staircase. So that was really interesting. But as far as the equipment, I do have a thermal imager. I have two night vision cameras. I also bring K2 meters, which, you know, you pick up electromagnetic field. I have voice recorders, and we'll use all of those things.
Well, those are some awesome pieces of equipment. Which one is your favorite to use on any investigation that you do?
Well, I'm actually kind of famous for using the K2 meter. And I know there's people that will poo-poo the meter, but I've done it for so long, I can, and it's not trying to brag about it, but I've made a real study of it. You can figure out what is interference and what isn't if you've done it long enough. I've actually had conversations, you know, where I got yes-no answers for like 10 and 15 minutes that were like instantaneous. And I show that to people, and they just go, holy Rimini. I've never seen anything like that. I said, well, I've had a lot of opportunities at getting a couple of good ones, you know. So that I really like. You know, the REM pod I like. You set that off somewhere, and if it starts going off. I've actually had where I've had the K2 meter and the REM pod about 5 feet away from me, and I would ask the spirits, I said, look, how about you just do this? Light this up, all five lights, and then light that up right away. And I've had them actually do it on film where they both went boom, boom, and then when people are like, whoa. So, you know, if the spirits want to play with you, you know, you can get some good stuff. But people have to understand, too, they don't come out on command. But I'm looking forward to this place because both times I've been there, I've had activity. And I'm looking forward to ghost hunting with Sophia finally.
Yeah, finally. I'm very excited about that. Yeah, we met so many years ago, but, I mean, now we actually finally get to investigate together. And, I mean, I was really young when I met you, so we never actually got to spend, like, you know, quality time together as investigators. And so, yeah, I'm very excited about that. And finally getting to meet Misha is going to be awesome. It's been so amazing being able to talk to you and just hear all of your stories.
Well, you know what's funny about when I met Sophia? It was on the Queen Mary, and I looked over there, and there was this little tiny pink ball of fluff, little adorable person behind the table that you could barely see. And I had gone up there to talk to them about Peter James, who I had known from my gym. And that's when I first met her, and I believe you were 12 when I met you.
I think I was actually 11, maybe 10, so I was definitely young. I'd been in the paranormal, shockingly, a few years at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. And what surprised me so much when I was talking to you is how much you actually knew about what was going on. I mean, on the Queen Mary and the paranormal in Excel. And for a person at that age to be that advanced was really, really impressive.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, I was living in a haunted house at that point. I don't think I had moved out yet. So I was really living it every day at that point. So, I mean, it really kind of throws you in the deep end of just learning experiences and really gives you a different perspective on the paranormal. So it's been, you know, just great to meet so many amazing people like you. And, yeah, I'm just so thankful that I've been able to do this as long as I have been.
Well, you're just getting started.
Yeah, and that's why I can't wait to see what we capture at the museum. Misha, what is your favorite piece of equipment to use, or what piece of equipment have you seen gather the most responses?
Of the voice recorder and the spirit box and the K2 meters. I've always seen a lot come through with those. There's been a couple of times an SLA camera has been brought in, and those are really cool just because you can see the spirits' outlines of their figures. But the voice recorder is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's amazing, I think, sometimes just with the really most basic equipment, even if you don't have any, all the stuff you can actually capture and feel just either by using, you know, your natural senses or something as simple as a voice recorder. Well,
yeah,
oh, go ahead, Rick.
No, I was going to say, I have been doing this now for 54 years. And when I first started, I mean, there was no equipment. I mean, it was like mm-hmm. you had the experience and then you would tell people and they would roll their eyes at you. So, you know, because you had nothing to prove what just happened. But with all the new equipment, I mean, it's, you know, I ghost hunt a lot over in England and Ireland and especially Scotland. And, I mean, it's so nice to be able to show other people what you've caught when you're in different countries or different places. So, yeah, the equipment made a lot of difference. But the best piece of equipment that you could possibly have is yourself. You know, if you go in there and you start feeling things, there's a good reason you're feeling it. There's probably something close to you that wants to communicate with you. So,
absolutely. I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, though, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Today, we welcome Hollywood ghost hunters, parapsychologist, feature film actor, and author Rick McCallum, the Los Angeles Police Museum curator and historian Misha Walden, and of course the ghost host Sophia Temporelli of Live Paranormal, as all three discuss co-hosting the Los Angeles Police Museum's Friday, September 24th paranormal investigation event. For tickets to attend the event, visit tickets or send an email to tickets@lapolicemuseum.org. That's tickets@lapolicemuseum.org. And we'll be back with everyone in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast with the Most Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeff Belanger, writer.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know. It's almost like we didn't leave break.
Oh, poor Dave left out everything. I'm trying to unmute everybody as we speak, and Sophia just turned on the central air, and we haven't had that. So that was just installed. How cool is that, Sophia? We have central air now. Okay, we have all three of you back in the studio.
Thank you both again so much for coming on today.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So we've talked a little bit about the history of the museum and the event, but let's get to know you both as individuals and investigators. Rick, what kind of led you down this path of being an investigator?
I had a very strange thing happen when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and I had gone to Kentucky on a train to bury my grandpa because he wanted to be buried in Paducah. First off, we had a very big surprise finding out that my grandfather's name was not actually Joe Kelly, and it was actually Leonidas Vaholius, and he was from Sparta. all this time I thought I was Irish on that side, but no. But we got there, and my mother didn't
Italian.
Have a lot of money, so we walked from the funeral home, and we were walking to try and find a place to stay, and we found this place looked like it was right out of Psycho. This hotel, and we went in, and my mother said, how much are rooms? And the guy says, this much. She goes, okay, we'll take one. He goes, well, I only have one left, and I have to tell you, it's haunted. Now, I'm 13 years old at the time, and I'm like, woohoo, this is like, you know, the golden ticket to Disneyland. Well, we go upstairs, and this thing looks like a volleyball court sideways, right? And on each side of the room, it was a wooden floor, the whole thing, were two beds on rollers, so you could put it anywhere you wanted. So we were as far away as we could be.
Mm-hmm.
And we were tired from a long trip and the emotions and everything else. We laid down and went to sleep. And in the middle of the night, I heard my mother scream. And I sat up in the bed, and I looked over, and her bed is just racing across the floor towards me. And then I realized my bed was going across the floor towards her. And the two beds rammed side by side into each other right in the middle of the room. And we just sat there and looked at each other, and finally my mother went, I guess that guy downstairs is right. So we tried to debunk it. We tried rolling glasses. I tried shoving the thing as hard as I could, and nothing would make those things roll like they did. So from that moment on, I was, you know, obsessed with the paranormal.
Absolutely. I mean, that's an amazing experience to have. I mean, took bumper cars to a whole new level with bumper beds, but...
That's the best way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely such a crazy experience to have, and I can see why that would lead you down a path to being a paranormal investigator.
Yeah, it certainly got there, and then I ended up just like you. I ended up living in a very haunted house in Texas, and to the point that we would not tell anybody visiting, and the next morning we'd be having breakfast, and they would go, can we, you know, there's maybe... We look at them and go, you mean the house is haunted? They go, yes! They say, yeah, we know. But we never gave them the suggestion so they would think it. We just let them find out by themselves. And to, without exception, every one of them went, your house is haunted. We went, yeah, we're well aware of that.
Yeah, and that actually happened for us, but kind of the opposite. Everyone thought our house made them uncomfortable. Well, females, the ghost was focused on females. All my mom's friends thought, this house makes me uncomfortable. My parents' friends who were females and would watch our house when we would go on trips felt uncomfortable there. Now, of course, no one's going to tell you that. So we didn't even know that until we said, hey, our house is haunted. We found out and it's focused on women. They're like, yeah, you know, we feel really uncomfortable here. We're like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting when you're staying in the place that you can ask actually ghost hunt.
Yeah, it's definitely a different feeling. Nisha, have you always had an interest in the paranormal, or did it kind of start when you started working at the museum?
I used to work before the museum. I used to work at a recording studio, and it was haunted, and it seems like I'm always interested or have spirits around wherever I've worked. But as soon as I worked at the police museum, like pretty much the first week, I was like experiencing things and heard footsteps and heard doors close. And I was like, oh, this place is really haunted. And a volunteer, she was noticing it too. And so we started doing our own investigations with Dead Horse Creek Paranormal for a few years just to gather evidence. And then we got hooked up with the Dark Zone and Jay by my friend Sean. But it just seems like I'm always around something haunted.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's amazing that, you know, you have worked at a haunted location before. Did it freak you out when you first started having these experiences at work, or were you just more intrigued by it?
I was intrigued. Of course, there's a lot of things that, you know, give you chills. I remember the first time I had to lock up at the museum, I was by myself and I was setting the alarm and I heard footsteps running up the stairs from the conference room. And I went around, I'm like, I know nobody else is here. And then I got, like, you know, the chills, and I was like, oh, I got to get out of here. And so I started alarming again, and I heard the footsteps, and I just didn't look back as I set the alarm and got out of there.
Misha?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that the same place that I heard the footsteps running up the stairs?
Yeah, these were the stairs from the downstairs conference room, and then there's those second set of stairs that go up to the second floor where the NoHo shootout room is. But
yeah.
I think those were, yeah, the stairs you heard it from, too.
Yeah, it's strange that we've had two different things there that we can kind of validate the other one, you know, so
yes.
That's pretty cool because we both have heard play at the same spots, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool that you guys can validate that just from individual experiences that you both had. Yes, I mean, that's really great that, you know, when people have experiences at the museum, it can also be confirmed by others, even if you're not at the same place at the same time. It really,
yeah.
You know, just kind of backs up how haunted the location is.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rick, besides being an investigator, I know you are also a stuntman and an author. Can you tell us about your book that you came out with and where people can find it?
Oh, you know, funny thing about the book is called Ghosts Believe in Me, and it's at Amazon, and it's also at Barnes & Noble. And I found out something. I was actually on a radio show, and somebody said, well, congratulations on your book. Now, when you write a book, everybody says congratulations, especially to me, because I'm pretty sure they don't even think I can read a book, much less write one. But I said, oh, well, thank you. And he goes, no, that was quite an award. And I went, what? And he goes, you won the 2020 Paranormal Awards Book of the Year. And I went, I did? I said, send me the link. So they sent me the link, and actually that is true. I did win the Paranormal Book of the Year. But, yeah, so that was my first book. I'm working on my second one. And the other things I've done has been in, you know, a bunch of movies, mostly horror movies. The guy that I founded the Hollywood Ghost Hunters with, Kane Hodder, played Jason Voorhees in the Friday the 13th. He played Victor Crowley in the Hatchet Quadrilogy. You know, he's played everything. The other guy that goes with us is Ari Mihailov, who played Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. So generally when we show up, the spirits are afraid of us.
Yeah, definitely. I remember meeting you all on the Queen Mary, as we were talking about earlier, and it was just cool to meet you all, but I can imagine, you know, the spirits might be a little bit intimidated seeing you guys come in and not really confront them, but, I mean, asking them questions might be a little bit intimidating on the other side.
Well, you know, like, you figure out that I'm 6'4", 240 pounds. Kane's about the same size. R.A. is 6'5", and 340 pounds. I mean, we actually have to make R.A. stand in a different part of, like, when we're on the ship. You stay over there, we'll stay over here so you don't tilt it over, you know?
Yeah, and some of those areas on the ship can be quite small. So I can imagine, you know, some of the difficulties you might have in certain locations.
Well, we were there when Zach came down and had the ghost hunt from there. R.A. and I were there, and I think you were there at the time.
Yeah, I might have been. One time I was on the Queen Mary. I think it was a different event than I met you at. I had pneumonia, so I didn't go on an investigation. And then the other time I might have been on an investigation. I've investigated there a lot, so it just blends together just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, where our group finally started getting quite a bit of recognition is from when we were on Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
We were actually one of the first groups, I don't know if any other groups, who actually ghost hunted with them at the same time. You know, usually they have a guest and they interview them and off they go, but our group actually ghost hunted the Pico House with them, and it was a lot of fun, good guys.
Absolutely. I was fortunate enough to be able to investigate with them in the pool area on the Queen Mary, and they're so fun to investigate with, and it was just really an amazing experience. So it's cool that you also were able to kind of share that investigation, because like you said, normally they just interview people and send them off, so it was cool to have that experience.
Yeah, it really was. Actually, you know, Zach produced a movie called Sympathy Said the Shark, and I actually stunt coordinated it for him, so that was pretty cool, too.
Absolutely. And, Misha, what kind of initially led you to working for the L.A. Police Museum, and have you always had an interest in history?
Yes, I've always had an interest in history. I had never heard of the police museum and just went to a staffing agency and they sent me for the interview there, and it was pretty amazing to see all the history there. And I also have family that were former chief of polices, and so I just somehow ended up there.
Well, it's cool that you're able to work in a place with so much history and now kind of see beyond that history, too, and actually kind of interact with it. I think that's one of the fascinating things about the paranormal is it lets you really kind of interact with a time before now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And everyone's fascinated by true crime history, so I've always been interested in all the true crime podcasts, and so it's like a perfect place for true crime buffs.
Absolutely. What would you find to be the most fascinating true crime or just kind of event that took place in police history, in your personal opinion, Misha?
The Charles Manson, the Manson family murders, has, you know, it's one of the biggest true crime in LAPD history. And we actually have a mini Manson exhibit now, which is a good place to investigate as well, because we have some artifacts from the case out on display. And so there's a lot of layers to the case. Very interesting.
For sure. I know also in the poster that the Dark Zone created, besides having the North Hollywood shooting pictured in it and Charles Manson, there's also pictures of the Black Dahlia, Marilyn Monroe, and Richard Ramirez. Do you have any exhibits regarding them as well?
We have a mini Night Stalker exhibit. We're going to expand on all of that, but the chairman of our board was actually an officer who arrested Richard Ramirez before anyone knew he was the Night Stalker. So we have the original booking photo he took of Richard Ramirez on display for when he was arrested for carjacking. So we have that. Black Dahlia, I think in 2014 we had a exhibit on that, just a temporary one, because it's still considered an active case. So we can't keep things on display. Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't realize that that you couldn't have things on display from, you know, cold cases. What did you have on display in 2014?
I didn't work there then, but I think there was just some paperwork from the case. I think pictures of the area, not of like the crime scene while her body was there, but just different things about the area. And I think that was about it.
Well, that's really fascinating information. Rick, you know, in all your time investigating, you've gone to some amazing places. Like you said, you investigated the Pico House with Ghost Adventures. What has been the coolest or most interesting thing that has happened to you on an investigation?
Oh, boy, that would take a long time to tell you the whole thing. the last chapter in my book talks about how something happened at Lepp Castle in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that they were calling ambulances for me because they thought I was dying. So
that was
the most interesting thing I can say. But I can tell you something else about the museum that people might really like, because, like I said, I've been there twice and got to walk around. They have the cars from the North Hollywood shootout out in the back, you know, where you can see where all the bullet holes are and everything else, where they were hiding behind it, and that is really cool. And they also have a couple of cells that are down there to ghost hunt, and it's always kind of cool to get your picture taken in a cell once in a while when you're not actually in jail.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, I would say, probably pretty good. That's always a positive. I think it's really interesting, too. I went to I don't want to say like magnet school, but it was a career high school when I went to high school, obviously. And I took criminal justice. It was CJI, criminal justice investigation. So I actually took law and forensics. So I think it's really cool to be able to see exhibits like this in person, considering what I was able to study in high school. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just amazing that you guys have that history there for everyone that has an interest in it, whether it's true crime, having gone to school for it, or just wanting to learn more about Los Angeles history.
Yes, definitely.
I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but I have a few more questions. Rick, as an investigator, where would you like to investigate the most in the world, and why?
Oh, I would say the Tower of London in England. There's all the stories of the one member of the family, who I believe was female, that wasn't quite right, maybe have been autistic, you know, not to say they're not right, but there was something back then in those days that they said, well, we need to keep this person away from people, you know. And and they also kept a lot of prisoners from what I understand, and it's a place that's supposed to be extraordinarily haunted, and they don't let people. And there's one other one I want to do. I'd love to do this one. It's right up here, not far from me either, here in the Hollywood Hills, and it's the Wonderland place where they had the Wonderland murders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where they beat the people to death with four people to death with iron pipes. And the porn star, John Holmes, was one of the ones that they first caught because he left his handprint in blood on the wall. They actually made several movies about that place. And I don't know if they've ever been any ghost hunting up there, but if there's any angry spirits, I would think it's probably in that place.
Yeah, for sure. Where would you like to reinvestigate the most as well?
Oh, I think, well, you know, I do a lot of stuff in Scotland. I go there for a month every year. And actually, I happen to be a member of Scottish Paranormal, and somehow they put me in their Hall of Fame. I guess I must have bamboozled them somehow. I'm actually leading a tour there in July, and we're going to all these fantastic castles that most people can't get in. But there is one place that I really, really love. It's called Balgonie Castle. And I've been there many times, and it never disappoints. And the laird of the castle, they're called lords in London, in Ireland, and they're called lairds in Scotland. And the laird of the castle there is one of the most fascinating people I've ever met. So that I'm always up to go back to Balgonie Castle.
Well, that's awesome. Misha, where would you like to investigate the most, and what exhibit would you like to see the most at the LA Police Museum in the future?
Interesting that Rick brought up the Wonderland murders, because now I'm like, if you go there, I want to go there with you, because I used to go to elementary school at Wonderland Elementary right next to the house, and I've always been creeped out by that case. So that's one place I'd like to go. And the Cecil Hotel fascinates me. Everything that's happened there, I would love to go there and see what I feel there. And I'd like to get more of the Night Stalker artifacts and exhibits at the museum. We'd like to do more of an exhibit on that.
Well, those are definitely some cool locations, very notorious, too. I know we are at the end of the show, so are there any websites, upcoming interviews, events, or anything that either of you would like to mention?
Go ahead, Misha.
You can visit the museum's website at www.lapolicemuseum.org, and for the event, you can email tickets at lapolicemuseum.org.
As for me, go look at the book, because one of the things that I do is almost all of the profits from the sale of the books I send to St. Jude Hospital. So it's called Ghost Believe in Me, and look for me on Dark Zone TV, because I do a bunch of stuff with them now, and they've got a lot of really good stuff. And they got a great new app that's out there, and it's you have to look it up. I think it's called the Dark Zone app, and it's got a lot of really good stuff on there, a lot of really good people too.
Absolutely. Well, again, I want to thank you both so much for coming on today. I can't wait to see you guys and investigate next weekend, and yeah, it's going to be an amazing event. As Misha mentioned earlier, you can get tickets at lapolicemuseum.org. Thank you again both so much.
Both of you, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Sophia.
Can't wait to see you.
Yes. I can't wait to see you both, too. Well, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll see you guys next.
Thanks. Bye.
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 Wow, fantastic show today, Sophia. This is going to be a fantastic event.
Absolutely. Rick and Misha are always such great guests. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely not be possible without all of you. Make sure to check out the LA Police Museum, and if you're in the LA area and want to go on a ghost hunt, check out tickets at lapolicemuseum.org and the Dark Zone. Thank you all for listening. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And just in case I was saying .com for some reason, it is .org. We're going to go over everything again. Hollywood Ghost Hunters, parapsychologist, feature film actor and author Rick McCallum, and the Los Angeles Police Museum curator and historian Misha Walden, and your host, the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli. All three will be conducting investigations next Friday at the Police Museum. So that's on the 24th, next Friday, the Paranormal Investigation event hosted by the Dark Zone. So everyone, for tickets, It's send an email to tickets@lapolicemuseum.org. That's tickets@lapolicemuseum.org. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Next week will be a best of, as you know, she will be doing the event and next day recouping, that type of thing, just in case. So we'll have a best of show next Saturday. But the week after, best-selling Ghost of the Quad Cities author Michael McCarty will be on the program. That's going to be the 9th, again, the following Saturday. The Halzer Files featured intuitive investigator Psychic April will be returning to the program October 16th. We have a lot of other guests securing their spots, too, as well, to come on the show. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts, and we'll see you 2 weeks from today.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.